Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Farmers Market Master Bob Shepherd about this farmers market season and fall produce.
How's the produce crop coming in? How's that been, you know, looking this fall or late summer?
No, it's great. The crop or the produce in general was a little bit slow to start. Tomatoes were a little late. Peppers were right on time. But, you know, there's a number of key produce that come at certain times that draw attention. Strawberries, sweet corn, tomatoes. And the tomatoes were late this year. I had thought that we'd had almost a total failure of tree crops or fruits. But we do have some pears coming in and a few apples. So we do have some. The unusual thing is that crops were late coming on, but some were earlier. We've had pumpkins for a couple of weeks now, and we've never had pumpkins in August before that I'm aware of. The winter squash are there, and they look fantastic. My personal favorite is the butternut, and it's really looking good. So there's a lot of good squash, and they're good keepers. Butternuts will keep until April if you keep them in a cool, dry place. Tomatoes are still there. There's a plethora of peppers, different kinds, and different kinds of tomatoes. We are just getting into the last planting of sweet corn. Doc Bloomer from Conesville is bringing over some that he planted real late. It's not the same variety that we get in the main season, but it's still excellent sweet corn. I think the Midwest has the best sweet corn, and definitely the United States. Let's see. The squash, I haven't seen gourds yet. I had somebody asking about gourds. I know they're available somewhere. We just haven't had them at the market. Turnips, and there is still some kohlrabi. We had somebody brought about a bushel basket of green beans last week, and they just went poof. So that's good. We're past the point that we have the Thursday Night Live and the band coming. But we still have that same camaraderie, that same social atmosphere that we have throughout the season. So I really encourage everybody to come down. And especially now, it's a little cooler. It's not quite as hot. Bugs are gone. So it's pretty good time. Other things, there's beets, there's carrots. It's just the perfect time. I don't know that there's anything that, except maybe, you know, there's not even strawberries, but honey's in. Wildcat honey comes down, and he just took it off, and he's still taking it off of his hives, so it's fresh, and it's local honey. Local honey has an ability to help offset certain problems that you have with asthma and different things like that. So that's a good addition that's just come in. Our baked goods are at their peak as far as I'm concerned. It's time to start looking at some of those things that you can use, that you can buy now and then use in Thanksgiving or any time like that. Take home and freeze them. Thaw them out slow, and they're pretty good. But the baked goods right now are just phenomenal. So,
how would you say overall so far this season, this year, how has the farmer's market gone?
Well, it's been a good season, I think. We did get started slow on some of the produce, but we had enough that people could still come down and find what they were looking for, I believe. Some of our special events have gone very well. I don't know if you got it. Did you get over for the barbecue smoker contest?
I did.
Oh, my. Oh, boy, that brisket was just phenomenal. And that was Mr. Buttons. He knows his brisket, I want to tell you. Then we had, of course, our salsa contest, which was just excellent. It's always a crowd pleaser. It's designed to be so, and it definitely was. And then just the 6th, we had the Washington football team feed, and this is our second year. It's something that we've wanted to do for about 10 years, could not get it done. And since we're partnering with Main Street now, there's a couple people on the group that helps with the market that have better connections, and it was phenomenal. The kids enjoyed it. I hope they appreciated it. I think they did. They seemed to. Gave them a chance to get in front of the people even before this week. This week, of course, is big because it's homecoming week. But I know everybody enjoys seeing them come, and well, they could probably attest to how good the watermelon still is because they scarfed right through some watermelon. Yeah. But it's a fun thing that we do, and I'm so appreciative that we can do something like that with the high school team.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington Farmers Market Master Bob Shepherd. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.